Blog Talk Radio.
Of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our judge. He's our lawgiver. He's our king. And our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but of the world. thank the Mighty Yah for allowing us to come to you another week. Of course, we did miss yesterday, but we're prepared today. And what are we prepared to do? Well, let me show you the scripture, and then you can understand, because you might see the title we have posted and what we're going to deal with. But let me preface this with a scripture. And you'll read about this in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter. And let me turn that real quick so you can understand what we're going to deal with. In the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and this is what it says in the very first verse. Now, if you don't understand what Proverbs actually deal with, or not Proverbs, but the 11th chapter, if you've been listening to our programs and been following very closely and intently, and then you also have took the opportunity to study the things that we've been telling you, whether they be true or not. If you've been studying them, you're going to come to the undeniable truth that what we've been telling you is the truth. And so in the book of Proverbs, the 11th chapter, and you might know by my teachings that what 11 represents. Well, first of all, it's the order of four. And four represents his praise. And look what the Creator has to say in the first verse about his praise. He says, a false balance is an abomination to Yah, but a just weight is his delight. The Creator lets us know emphatically any false balance that we might have is an abomination to him. And so as Israelites, or as people that desire to serve the Mighty Yah in truth and in righteousness, we know, we understand that we cannot have false balances. This is personal to Yah. He don't deal with people who have false balances. Furthermore, the Creator lets us know concerning these balances. Watch this. Just want you to see this. In the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, this is what it says. The 35th verse of Leviticus 19. Ye shall do no unrighteousness in judgment, in meat yard, in weight, or measure. But watch what it says in the 36th verse. Just balances, just weights, a just ephod, a just hand shall ye have. I am Yah your Elohim, which brought you out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. I am Yah. So we're told emphatically to have just balances and just weights. This is how we must deal. So with us knowing that, our title was, what are Yahweh's seven signs of darkness? we gave you and we taught you and we brought to you the very seven signs of Yahweh's signs, season, days, and years. For instance, we let you know that the first day represented light and your ability to see. How can you do anything and you can't see? And but this also not only brought your ability to see, but the Creator's word, his laws and commandments. It brought in wisdom. This is what did. The Almighty said he sown life for the righteous. So he brought this in for the righteous. This was done because of his goodness. He said he saw the light, that it was good. But what did he say about the darkness? Well, in truth, you don't know, because we never brought that to you. And Yahweh said a false balance is an abomination unto him. We got to balance this thing out. Because if you have good, you must also have evil. If day two represented Yah's name, if it represented the heavens and the firmament that divided the waters from the waters, if it represented understanding and represented Yah's establishment, how he will go to establish things, no wonder he said, at the mouth of two or more witnesses shall the matter be established, because of what he will do at the second. But since the first time, when he said he called the darkness night, we never showed you what that represented. Nor did we show you what the darkness the second time represents. Nor did we show you the third time what that darkness represents. And the fourth time that darkness represents. Because not only is there order to what is good, order to what is evil. And you need to know the order of all things. Just like Yahweh said, he said there's a time to be born, but also there's a time to die. And you want to know those times, whether it's good or whether it's evil. Whether it's life or whether it's death. Whether it's up or whether it's down. For there's a time and a season for all things. There's a time to love, but there is a time to hate. And there's a time of peace, and there's a time of evil. And we need to know these terms. But we never gave you the other half. And this week, starting today or tonight, we're going to give you the other half, so it'll be solidified in your mind. Yahweh times, Yahweh signs, seasons, days, and years. And it's befitting that we on this fourth. And since we're on this fourth, we're going to deal with the fourth. But before I deal with the fourth, I got to let you know what darkness represents. Because I don't think our people really understand what darkness represents. Because if they knew what darkness represents, they would never talk about a day starting at night. They would never ever say that. And we're going to show you what darkness represent, not to me, I just say my word. We're going to show you what darkness represents to Yahweh himself. And why you see many of the things that you see today out of course, you notice that when the Almighty said, let these lights be for signs, seasons, days, and years, you notice that was on the fourth day when he said that. In other words, on the fourth day, that's when people were able to tell time. Whatever time it was, this is when they were able to tell time, even though time started before the fourth day. But I'm saying now they're able to tell time. They're able to discern time. They're able to separate time. Because of the very signs, seasons, days, and years, because of the lights that the Almighty will put there for them to be able to discern. And now we're talking about the other half of time. You know what the 7 days represents? Now, what about the time of darkness? Other than Genesis, the first chapter, when the Almighty said, darkness upon the face of the deep. Other than the fact that the Almighty said he separated the darkness from the night, the light, and he called the darkness night. In other words, he named it. The first time you see anything about this darkness, look what it says about it. And you read in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. Because now we're talking about the signs of darkness. And the first sign of darkness, and just to give you a hint on everything, whatever the day mean and whatever the light mean in its perspective order, the darkness is going to be just the opposite. But it's still something you have to learn. So, for instance, in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter, and we're going to start reading at the 12th verse. And watch what it says. Now, you notice when we start reading this Genesis 15, 15 is the order of one. So, one is like the very first thing, right? And watch what it says. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. Now, why was this darkness described as great, a horror of great darkness? What was so horrible about the darkness? Because everything that come out of darkness is not horrible. But for some reason, this thing was horrible. It was horrible. And if it wasn't for the fact that of Genesis, the 15th chapter, the first verse, this whole thing would be horrible. But look what was good about this horror. In Genesis, the 15th chapter, the first verse, it said, after these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision. In other words, a vision is something that you can see. The only way you're going to have vision is the Almighty open up your eyes and give you the ability to see. So whether you in the light, whether you in the darkness, if Yahweh give you vision, then you can see. And that's the first thing you have to be able to do. That's why when Yah said, let there be light, and there was light, he was giving you the ability to see. Because Yahweh wants you to see, regardless if it's at day or whether it's at night. Yahweh wants you to see and hear, even though Abram fell into a deep sleep and a horror of great darkness fell upon him, Yahweh still was giving him the ability to see, because this is the very first thing that one must have. He must have sight. He must have vision. He must be able to see. No wonder Leah said when she had Reuven and was pregnant with him, she said, "Yah, see, Yah, see that I was hated." Because you got to be able to see. But watch what happens in this vision. And he said unto Abram, "Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. 400 years. In other words, this was a horrible thing. No wonder this was shown at night when the sun was going down. No wonder it was shown in his sleep. And his deep sleep fell upon him, because this horrible thing that Yah was telling, even though he gave him the ability to see. Because you're going to see how Yahweh see darkness versus how you and I might see it. Look what the scriptures say about this darkness. So you won't think I'm just making something up. In the book of Deuteronomy, I just want you to see this. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. And look what it says. And I'm going to start reading Let me begin off reading here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. Now, why do you think it's starting at verse 15? Did not I say 15 is the order of one? Where do you think Abraham had his vision? In Genesis, the 15th chapter. And of course, in verse 1, Yah would tell us something that he wanted us to see. But watch what he say in the 18th verse. Because the 18th verse is dealing with the order of four. 18 is four. Watch what it says. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Now, why would Yahweh, in the order of four, and we at the fourth day, deal with cursing the fruit of your body, the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep? Well, little do people know, these are the very things we're supposed to take to Yah to praise him. We're supposed to take our, not just our firstborn, but when we had children, we're supposed to take them to the Most High for praise. We're supposed to take to the Most High our first fruit. For what? For praise. We're supposed to take even our animals to Yahweh for praise. Why do you think we even take offerings to the Most High? For praise. We praise in Yah. What do we praise him for? For his mercy endure forever. What do we praise Yah for? For thanksgiving. What do we praise Yah for? For his goodness sake. See, we praise Yah for all these things. What do we praise Yah for? His holy name. This is what we do. But if Yahweh desire us to praise him from the rising of the sun, as the scriptures say, from the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. That's what it says in Psalm 50. That's what it says in Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Now, what do you think is going to happen when darkness falls or when you're not praising Yah? Well, it's going to be the opposite of praise. In other words, either you're blessed or you're cursed. And Yahweh said here, curse shall be the fruit of thy body. Well, if your body is cursed, then how can you praise Yah? If the fruit of thy land is cursed, then how can you take this to Yahweh to praise him and to thank him and to glorify him? If the increase of thy kind and the flocks of thy sheep is not producing, then how can then you praise the Most High? Well, you can't. And you notice, I said you were according to the scriptures, and all you got to do is read Psalm 113. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be praised. Watch what it says in the same Deuteronomy 28. Because now we're talking about the signs of darkness. The signs of darkness. Watch what it says. Deuteronomy 28. And watch what it says. Verse 65. And watch what it says. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yahweh shall give thee for a trembling heart, failing of eyes, sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no insurance of thy life. In the morning, instead of you praising Yah, thou shalt say, with Elohim it were even. In other words, you're going to say, I wish, O Most High Yah, that it was evening. In other words, you won't even bless the morning. You won't even praise the morning. You won't praise Yah in the morning. You're going to wish it was evening. And then, at even, thou shalt say, with Elohim, it will morn. In other words, when the day go out, when you should be praising Yah, that you got through another day, that you made it through, and your family was protected, you're going to say, man, I wish it was morning. Because you're not even going to be thinking about praising Yah. And why? Because you don't even know that now these days that you're saying, I wish it was morning, I wish it was evening, down their days of darkness. And we got to show you everything is not just good. There are many things are just evil. And you must know both. See, there are some that is born to do good things, like Jeremiah, where he was ordained in the womb to be a prophet. But then, the scriptures say, the wicked are estranged from the womb. As soon as he is born, he come out lying. In other words, some people is born for adversity. They born to lie. They born to cheat. They born to hate. They born to murder. They born to do vile and wicked things. Why do you think they're called the wicked? But you might ask yourself, what do this have to do with darkness? Well, it has everything to do with darkness. Because if you understood darkness, then you understand things like this. In the book of Psalms 82. And what are we talking about? The seven signs of darkness. And we're going to deal with the fourth sign. Watch what it says in Psalms 82. So you can understand what I'm telling you. Because a false balance is an abomination unto Yah. So you got to know both sides of the coin. You got to know the head, but you also got to know the tail. In the first verse, it says, Elohim standing in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. How long will you judge unjustly? And this word, God's talking about the judges, the rulers, the leaders, the Elohims. How long will you judge unjustly? And that's not a good thing. And accept the persons of the wicked. Selah. In other words, how long are you just going to keep justifying the wicked? People doing wicked things, and you justifying them. In other words, instead of you condemning them with the righteous, you taking up for them as if they are righteous. Defend the poor. And fathers, the wicked ain't going to do that. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. The wicked ain't going to do that. Deliver the poor and the needy and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. That's what the righteous are supposed to do. That's what the judges, the true judges, the righteous judges are supposed to do. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. And why? Watch this fifth verse. They know not, neither will they understand. And why don't they know? And why don't they understand? Watch this. Because they walk on in darkness. That's what happens when you walk in darkness. You can't see. You can't hear. You're the blind. You're the deaf. You don't even know. You won't even listen. Watch what it says. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. And that shouldn't be hard to understand, for the scripture says in Job, the 9th chapter, the 24th verse, it says the earth is given into the hand of the wicked. No wonder the earth is out of course. And who's ruling the earth? Who is the wicked? These governments, they the one ruling. Who else is the wicked? These religions, because they are the ones that's also in power. Who else is the wicked? These various political organizations, who you think are ruling? They must also be the wicked, because they're not stopping us from going down and going on. Who else is the wicked? These corporations, they in power. They must also be the wicked. Who else is the wicked? Are people who have joined themselves with all these organizations who are known to be wicked. Just like this 45th president. Here it is, this 45th president, all the world bodies, all the nations know. They all know. That's why it ain't never been done. They all know. It's been 44 presidents. And the mass majority of them were not just friends with the state of Israel. They're very close friends with them. To the extent, who do you think put the Jewish man in Israel? Who do you think established his foot there? The United States. The presidents of the United States. Now, how did they do it? With their army and their political structure and their corporations. The very things that we call the wicked. Their religions. Most of these religions love the Jewish people over there. And look what this 45th president did. Even though they love him, 44 presidents went by. You know what they would never do? They never would even discuss, talk about, or even think about putting the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. And why? Because they knew the next thing coming is war. They knew this. They knew this was a total division. They knew that this right here, now, let's get ready for war. All the nations knew that. Israel knew that. U.S. knew that. Palestinians knew that. The Arab countries knew that. Because then that would say to the world over there in the Middle East that U.S. have chosen us. And this is what it is. And that's exactly what this 45th president did. And the Almighty said the horn will be lifted up. And the horn is lifted up. But are you prepared for the great horror and darkness that Yahweh said is going to fall upon the head of the wicked and fall upon the world and upon this country? We're going to see. Because if you don't understand what darkness is, then how can you then be prepared and ready for it? Watch what the scripture says in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. Just want you to see this. I just want you to understand darkness first, because then maybe you can understand prophecy. Because then you're going to understand these dark things. Because for some reason we think darkness is where we should be. So when the month comes, we're looking in the dark. When the day comes, we're looking in the dark. When the year comes, we're looking in the dark. But ask yourself, when your joy and your happiness and your peace, let's see where you'll be looking at, what you're going to be looking for. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the 4th chapter. And see if I'm lying to you. The 18th and 19th verse. It says, but the path of the just is as the shining light that's shining more and more until the perfect day. And watch this. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble. That's what Yahweh's saying. That the wicked way is as darkness. If you don't know what darkness is, go out your house. I mean, everybody, there's people listening to me all over the world, and it may not be dark where you're at. But when you get a chance, and it do get dark, look at that darkness. And then what you're looking at is the way of wickedness. That's what Yahweh say their way is. It's as darkness. And what do we mean? And yes, it's a metaphor. It means you can't see. You don't know where to go. You're going to stumble unless you have some light. And chances are you're more likely to do evil. Watch what the scripture says, because I want you to see the difference between the one and the other. Because the dark times are not just coming. They're here. You just don't see them yet. Watch what the scripture says. In Proverbs 20. In the book of Proverbs 20. The 20th verse, this is what it says. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. What's obscure darkness? Obscure darkness is, that means it's almost like perfect darkness. Darkness, you just can't even see. It's obscure. It's so dark. In other words, you might as well be dead. And who want to be dead? Who want obscure darkness but the wicked? Why do you think they're characterized? Darkness is characterized as the way of the wicked. We showed you what the light represents. According to the book of Ecclesiastes, the scriptures say light was sown for the righteous. Well, who you think darkness is sown for? Who you think darkness is planted for? Who you think darkness is waiting for? Watch what it says. In the book of Ecclesiastes, the 2nd chapter. Again, these are not my words. And what are we discussing? We're discussing and talking about the time of darkness. What do this darkness represent? If it represents something good, then why didn't Yahweh say he saw the darkness and it was good? He said that about the light. But let me show you what he said about the darkness. In the book of Ecclesiastes, 12th verse. And I turned myself to behold wisdom, because wisdom is, that's got to do, all to do with the light. But I turned myself to behold wisdom, and madness and folly. For what can the man do that cometh after the king, even that which have been already done? Then I saw that wisdom excelleth folly as far as light excelleth darkness. In other words, light is so far, excels, the light excels darkness so far, it describes it as wisdom excelling folly. Look at a wise man, and then look at a fool. Then you're going to see two totally different things altogether. And then one, you're going to hate and despise. And then the other one, you're going to love, respect, and revere. One, you will run to the light of it. And the other one, you're going to want to stay away from altogether. Now, the only way you won't run to that light, to that wisdom, and run to the folly and the darkness, the only way you'll run that way is because you're a fool. Because that's exactly what a fool will do. What are we discussing? We're talking about the signs of darkness. It further reads in the 14th verse, the wise man's eyes are in his head. In other words, he's always thinking about what he's doing. He's thinking about the words coming out of his mouth. He's always dealing with wisdom and not his emotions. Because his eyes are in his head. But the fool walketh in darkness. I myself perceive also that one event happened to them all. Now, which one would you say you are? Are you the fool that walketh in darkness? Or are you the wise man who eyes is in his head? In other words, you can see things. And if you see things, do you see the darkness, the dark times, even before they get here? Do you see them? Have Yah showed you the visions of what is about to happen? Well, if he's shown you, then there are certain things you will have already done and you will never wait to do. Not if you know, but if you know, don't know, then you can put this thing off to later and I'm going to show you what that is. As a matter of fact, I'm going to show you that right now. And you'll read about this in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the first chapter. And what are we discussing? And we're going to get right into the fourth. And why? Because little do people know that we're dealing with the fourth beast. Who do you think we're dealing with? The fourth beast. And if you don't understand the fourth, and we brought to our people and let them know the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. But as I said, there's two sides to everything. And a false balance is an abomination unto Yah. And you need to see the difference between Yah's praise in the opposite of what Yah praise is. Remember, on the fourth, Yah did this so that we might be able to see. And he separated the day from the night. He put lights up there to separate the day from the night. Why? Because he saw that one was good. He saw that you had to have the ability to discern. He did not want these two things to be integrated because they were two different things altogether. One was day and one was night. And through his great mercies, as you will read, he even put lights in the night so that we would not stumble. Stumbling is not at night. Our stumbling is in the day because we refuse to see. Watch what it says in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter. And we're going to start reading 22nd verse. How long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And scorners delight in the scorning, and fools hate knowledge. How long? Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. And this is y'all pleading with us. Because I have called, but watch what happens. You refused. I've stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. See, these are not light things. These are dark things that's going on. And I'm going to show you that. But ye have said at naught. In other words, you have said at nothing all my counsel and with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. And why? For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of Yah. The first thing that's supposed to be done. They were not of my counsel. In other words, they wouldn't listen. They despised all my reproof. They wouldn't be corrected. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. 32nd verse. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. If you're not praising Yahweh, you're not praising him. And the only way you can praise the Most High, you must first fear him. You must seek him. And he said, if you seek him, you will find him. But not so with the wicked. The wicked will seek Yahweh, but it's always too late. If you know it is time, because the dark times is coming, and you should seek him now, why would you have some distant time and distant date to seek the Most High when he's supposed to be sought now? Tomorrow ain't promised. So why would you wait? What dark things could be in your mind that will make you do what you only can do now. Look what the scripture says, because I want you to see this. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter. Now, as I said before, watch what the 18th verse say. Why 18? Because that's the order of four. And watch what it says when it comes to praising the Most High. Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision, because how can you see anything without vision? Once a person has vision, then whether it's day or whether it's night, you can see. But where there is no vision, perish. In other words, the people die because you can't see what's going on. Now, how do you see what's going on? But he that keepeth the law is happy. Or happy is he. Why? Because the law is going to give you the ability, once you do it, to see. Then you can see what I'm talking about. Now you can see your goings. Now you can see your way through. Now you can see what you have to do. And you want to be able to see. Why do you think the scripture says to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. And you see a lot of people, they're not speaking according to the law. They're not speaking according to their testimony. They're speaking their own imaginations of their own heart and their own mind. So when it comes to the fourth commandment, and the fourth commandment represents Yahweh's praise. And what did Yahweh say in the fourth commandment? Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You will have some dark foolishness to tell you otherwise. They will tell you, you don't have to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, because you don't have to keep the Sabbath in captivity. And the only question that I have to the people who have these dark sayings, where do it say that at? And let me tell you where you'll find it at. Nowhere in the word of Yah. That's all you got there. Where do it say that at? That you can't keep the Sabbath. As a matter of fact, it say just the opposite. Keep the Sabbath in all your dwellings, the word of Yah. Furthermore, talking about the signs of darkness, because how are you going to deal with darkness without vision? That's what makes darkness evil, because you can't see. And that's the very thing Yahweh wants you to do, is see. So he's going to give you the ability to see. And how did he do it? Through his laws. Through his words. Watch what the scriptures say in the book of Proverbs 6. And now we're specifically dealing with the fourth. Watch what the scripture says. Because anytime you're dealing with light, the Almighty said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven. And why did he put them there? For signs, for seasons, for days, for years, and to separate the day from the night. No wonder a lot of people are separated, because you're going to fall on one side or the other. And to provide light upon the earth. Watch what it says. 23rd verse. For the commandment is a lamp. Why? Because he wants you to see. And the law is light. Why? Because he wants you to see. How can you praise Yah and not be able to see? And reproofs of instructions are the way of life. Yahweh wants you to see. Watch this. In the book of Proverbs 28, since we're talking about the fourth sign of darkness, show you this sign. And we just read about the law, how it gives you the ability to see. But watch Proverbs 28 and 4. They that forsake the law praise the wicked. I thought the fourth represents praise. We're reading the fourth verse. But it's talking about something dark, forsaking the law, which most people, and now we got Israelites talking about, you don't have to keep the law in this land. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. You don't have to have no holy convocation. The days start at night. We just seen all kind of dark talk. But they that forsake the law, which is your lamp, which is your light, praise the wicked. And watch what it further says. But such as keep the law, because that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to keep the law. Contend with them. That's how you contend with the wicked. You don't have to argue and fight with the wicked. All you got to do is keep the law. And that in of itself, just keep the law. Don't tell bear and see how much they don't like you. Don't lie and see how much they don't like you. Love them. Love your neighbor. Love your brother. And see how much more they're going to hate you. Because the wicked walk on in darkness. That's what the wicked do. So you got to be able to see. Where there is no vision, the people die. They perish. Vision is your ability to see. And darkness gets in the way of your vision. Unless you keep in the law. Look what it says about this. This great darkness. In a book of Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, the fourth verse. I already told you what the fourth represents. And I always want to know, why did he say this here? Hear, O Israel. Yah Elohim is one Yah. Shema Yisrael, Yah Elohim, Yah Echad. Why is he telling you to hear? Why is he telling you to listen? And what do he want you to hear and listen for? Yahweh. He's one. He's one. See, there's no, if you're not seeing, you definitely are not hearing. You're not hearing. Most people, when they begin to stop seeing, they stop listening. Why do you think a lot of kids and a lot of children fail in school? Because they just can't see what these teachers are teaching. And you know what they do? They tune them right out. Because once you be able to see something, then you got my attention. Man, I can see this thing. Now that you got my attention, let me listen attentively because I can see this thing. But as soon as I start losing you and you can't see, then why listen? And what Yahweh wants you to see that he's one, now you can understand because at number two, you're going to understand this and see to get Yahweh's praise, to praise Yah. You got to have both. You got to have both. See, to deal with the fourth as Yah's praise, there are certain things that has to happen before that. See, when the Almighty made the heavens and he separate and put the firmament in the heavens, separated the waters from the waters. Yah said, he never said he saw that it was good. And why didn't he say that on day two? When two established the matters. Well, because he wanted you to see. And then he wanted you to hear this fact. Even though he said it were all the other days, he never said it was day two. That's because he wasn't finished. And this is the only day Yah took 2 days to make. In other words, when Yah made the heavens, he did it on day two, and he did it on day four. Day two, he put the heavens there. And on day four, he adorned it with lights so that you can be able to discern. So that's why you're reading in Deuteronomy 6 and 4. Hear, O Israel, because now that you was able to see one thing, now when I put it up there, now you're able to listen and hear what I got to tell you. Because you can discern between one and another. You can see between one and another. And Yahweh wants you to be able to see. He wants you to be able to hear things that represents Yahweh's praise. Watch this in the book of Genesis. In the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter, or let's make this the fourth chapter. Genesis, the fourth chapter. The 25th and 26th verse. Now, why the fourth chapter? Did not we already tell you? The fourth represents Yah's praise. And watch what it says in the 25th verse, in the 26th verse. And Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For Elohim said, she have appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began man to call upon the name of Yah, because that's what the heavens represent. It represents Yahweh's name. And Yahweh didn't just do that on day two. He finished it on day four, where he adorned it with lights. And now, Then man began to call upon the name of Yah. And I may add, Enos was the second generation after Adam. No wonder man was able to call upon his name before. But what about the darkness? Well, what did they do before that? Before the generation of Enos? Well, Abel was dead. And all you hear was Cain. And Cain is the one that slew his brother, killed his brother. You think Yahweh was going to allow them to call upon his name? No. And why? Watch this. The same chapter where men began to call upon the name of Yah is the very same chapter. Instead of them praising Yah, look what happens. Third verse, and it came to pass. And in process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought the fruit of the ground and offering unto Yah. And Abel, he also brought the firstlings of his flock and of his fat thereof. And Yahweh had respect unto Abel, and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering, he had no respect. And Cain was very wroth, countenance fell. And Yah said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why art thy countenance fallen? Thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth after door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And I'm going to jump down to the 11th verse, because we already know what this story is about. But I'm trying to show you the darkness in the story. The 11th verse, which is the order of four. And watch what he tells Cain. And now art thou cursed from the earth. Open her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive. And what is a fugitive? A fugitive is somebody that's always on the run. And why are they on the run? From the law. Why are they running from the law? Because they know if they get caught, they will be apprehended or killed. And they don't want to do neither. A fugitive and a vagabond shall thou be in the earth. And what's a vagabond? A vagabond is somebody that will lay his head anyway, anywhere. Vagabond, you're just going anywhere. You're going place to place, land to land, house to house, this where, there where. And it's not good. See, you can move a lot. You can be a wanderer, but a vagabond? A vagabond ain't nothing good. And, of course, it repeats it. 14th verse. Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth. And it shall come to pass that everyone that findeth me shall slay me. And Yah said unto him, therefore, whoso slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And Yah said, a mark upon Cain. In other words, a mark that you can see. A mark that is real obvious. A mark that shows how wicked, much of a fugitive and vagabond you are. Lest any finding him should kill him. In other words, you know this mark is a mark of sin. And you know this mark is someone that's always running from the law. And here it is today. We got people in authority. That's all they doing. Here it is. We got all these sex scandals. Not from laymen. If a layman had a sex scandal, he'd have been arrested. He'd have been charged with something. Charged with molestation, charged with rape, charged with some type of crime. But all these rich guys, I mean, Donald Trump was caught on tape. Talking about he grabbed women's stuff without asking. He said, as soon as I see the women, that's the first thing I do is start kissing them. And that's called rape. And according to the definition, it's called rape. And then you had women, after he said that, you had women, yeah, he did that to me. And still wasn't charged. They said, well, you're innocent until proven guilty. Well, he said he did it. You had women that said he did it. I mean, I don't know what guilty is, but that's guilty. I don't get it. You admitted it. There go the people who say you did it. You see what's going on? And I'm trying to turn on the light of the great darkness that's already here. You have to see it. And there's some dark things that's going on. And we got to make the crooked things straight. Look what Yahweh said in the book of Isaiah 42. Because a false balance is an abomination unto Yah. So now you got to see the dark things, what darkness represents, and the darkness that Yah has already brought. You just don't see it. And I want you to see it. Because if you knew it was here, then you will be acting, talking, walking different than you are. In the book of Isaiah 42, watch what it says. 14th verse. I have long time holding my peace. I've been still and refrained myself. Now will I cry like a travailing woman. I will destroy and devour at once. I will make waste mountains and hills. I will dry up all their herbs. And I will make the rivers islands. And I will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind, because look, our people are blind, by a way they knew not. In other words, prior to me letting you know, there's an order to everything. Somebody asked me, well, where'd you get this word order at? Well, from the scriptures. Where'd you get the order of Yah? Oh, from the scriptures. You just never seen it. Yahweh said he ordered the steps of the righteous. That's what he do. He ordered their steps. What do the word order means? Well, he put it in order. You know what crooked mean, right? Then you should know what order mean. Watch this. To show you, order is just the opposite of crooked. 16th verse. I will bring the blind by a way that they knew not. I will lead them in paths that they have not known. In other words, you didn't know this, but this is the path you're going down. I will make darkness light before them. In other words, the scriptures say, my people, it says the earth is in darkness, and my people gross darkness. You can't see nothing. But Yahweh said he's going to make darkness light. Watch what else he says. And crooked things straight. Because there's a lot of crooked things, but they got to be made straight. Well, how will Yahweh do this? Well, he will put things back in order. These things will I do unto them and not them. Watch what it says in the 18th verse, which is Yahweh's praise. Hear ye deaf and look ye blind, that ye may see. Because you got to be able to see. You got to be able to hear. How long will you be deaf and blind? The dark days, the darkness is already here. It's already have fallen upon the earth. You just have to open up your eyes to see it. And when you see it, the Creator said, if you seek me, you shall find me. Watch what the scripture says. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter. Because still I want you to see if the fourth represents Yahweh's praise, then what do you think that light represents as praise? Then what do you think that darkness represents? Do you realize on the fourth day Yahweh said, not only we were to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, but Yahweh also says that we were to have a holy convocation, a holy meeting, a holy gathering. And that's what the righteous are going to do. But let me tell you what the wicked will do. See, instead of them gathering together, what they would tell you, we don't have to do that. We can stay home. We don't have to gather ourselves together. Because to praise Yah, you got to be together. He wants you together. Why do you think the scripture says in the book of Psalms, the 50th division, the fourth verse, gather my saints together unto me. And why? Because it represents his praise. It represents his covenant. It represents his sacrifice to him. And it used all the same words, gathering, sacrifice, holiness, which is saint, covenant, that represents praise. And just the opposite. Not gathering, not sacrificing, not being holy. All this represents darkness and wickedness. In the book of Malachi, the third chapter, watch what it says. Starting at the 16th verse, but the 18th verse is what I want you to look at. It says, then they feared Yah, spake often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yah and thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, says Yah of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Now watch the 18th verse again, representing this phrase. Then shall ye return. Return where? Unto Yah. And discern between the righteous and the wicked. Because that's what Yahweh wants you to see. Why you think in the fourth he put these lights to separate the day from the night? He already called the light good. So what do you think that night was? Then shall you return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. And once you're able to see and discern between one and the other, the light and the darkness, for he sown light for the righteous, but the wicked walketh on in darkness. Then you'll be able to see the things that I'm bringing to you. And we're right now just dealing with the fourth, dealing with being able to see things and hear things, because the fourth is the Yahweh used two days, the second and the fourth, to complete the heavens. And that's why you have to be able to see, and that's why you have to be able to hear what Yahweh is talking about. This is our understanding in the sight of the nations. Watch this before we finish. In the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. And this is what you're going to learn. This is what you're going to see. And this is what we're going to bring to you. As we told everyone, that Jacob's trouble is not the darkness that Yahweh has thought to bring upon his people. That is not the case. This great darkness, this great terror called Jacob's trouble, is the trouble that your enemies have determined on you. And this enemy has always thought to destroy you. But why hasn't he just did away with Israel? Because he had a lot of time. But now his time is running out. And you know how it is. When you have a lot of time to get to work, there's no rush. I got time. But let that time get short. And see how you begin to panic. And see how you begin to put yourself in danger and others in danger. And now you want to speed. And now you're cussing people out. And now you're trying to put makeup on while you drive. And now you're trying to make calls and do all kind of dangerous things. Because now you're in a state of panic. Because the time is short. Well, the wicked is no different. They know their time is short. So now what do you think they're going to do? You think they're going to let Israel go? No. Do you think they're going to open up the floodgates and take you home to get a blessing? No. You think they're going to take you back as an offering to the Most High? To receive his goodness? No. No, what he has thought and determined to do is the same as a dying man. You ever seen a man die and try to save his life? He will do just about anything, regardless of how evil, devious it is. And this is what you need to see. This is what you're going to see. And this is already purposed. Watch what it says. Daniel, the 7th chapter, the 25th verse. And he shall, and 25 is what? Order 4. And he shall speak great words against the Most High. Why? Because now he bold. Now he don't care. Now he's just destructive. And think to change times and laws. You think all the times and laws already changed. You ain't seen nothing yet. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time. But I want you to zero in and he's going to wear out the saints of the Most High. People, our people ain't worn out. And they don't even know what worn out is. Right now, our people just tired. And our people are a little troubled. And our people are a little vexed. And our people under a little adversity. But now you're going to see something different. Since the laws and the times are going to change, and they're going to change overnight. So one day you're going to wake up, and the time has totally changed. One day you're going to wake up, and the law is changed, where you think you can just go, and you think you got the right. That's going to be a thing in the past. And it's going to wear you out. And you're gonna understand, then you're gonna see, man, where did this come from? Well, it was already here. You just didn't see it. Why didn't nobody tell you? Oh, we told you. As a matter of fact, this is exactly why we sought the Most High, because we knew and we began to see, because Yahweh showed us that evil is determined upon the world and our people. And you notice when Yahweh describes the day of his return, he don't describe it as a day with blue skies and great light. When Yahweh returned with his anger and his fierceness, he says a day of darkness, of gloominess. And why? As I told you before, because evil is determined. Because that's what darkness represents. We're talking about the fourth sign of darkness. Where that day, where that fourth, you should be praising Yah. But in this fourth, you see what happened today. You see the announcement that went out today, how the U.S. Embassy will be put in Jerusalem. And that automatically changed the whole game. And then you're going to see what I'm telling you is the truth. And who did it? This fourth beast. That's who did it. Because just like this good, there's evil. Until tomorrow, when we will deal with the fifth. Yahweh, love you. So do I. Shalom.
three witnesses so it can be confirmed. To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, my